transmutation, and transmission. We come now to the business of employment of tension and to the application of adroitness or betweenness. If we apply the law of progression to the parasitical scale, it is possible to speculate with some certainty that there are parasites strategically superior to us. But we can use that same law of progression to speculate that we can evolve higher ourselves. If there are other entities in a plane of better advantage, then it is possible for us to find that plane. Those invisible entities are attached to us by virtue of, or for consumption of, some subtle energy that we possess. The next possibility, according to the law of progression, is that we may use that same energy to lift ourselves beyond the present state. It is evident that the energy mentioned may be downgraded, that is, the energy thus continually salvaged may be used in directions not adducive to the involvement of the individual spiritually. It can be dissipated in sexual excesses or in other exudations. It can be used to heal people, which in the final analysis is an ego trip by the healer and is spending downward of valuable energy. Some healers, if they have already reached Satori or Sahaji Nirvikalpa Samadhi, may have no great need to conserve their energy and may spend some of it downward in transmission or in the bringing upward of someone ready or sufficiently evolved. Transmission involves large amounts of energy, so something should be known about energy. Somatic, mental, and essential of essence. The last one is not conceptualizable except by the application of the law of progression to the other two forms. It is, however, experienceable. The first two, somatic and mental energies, have observable quanta. The first one has measurable quanta of energy. One of these quanta is called a calorie. The caloric system of measuring energy attempts to measure the amount of somatic energy that is gained by a given quantity of food. Somatic energy may be stored. It is stored in the fat and muscle and in the general body protoplasm. It is dissipated by body action and by giving off heat to maintain body security from cold. It is also transmuted under certain conditions to produce mental energy. Without the assimilation of food, which first becomes body energy, there can be no mental energy. Mental energy is different from somatic energy and is not lessened by body fatigue. In fact, when the body is fatigued and seemingly low on energy, the phenomena of mental energy manifest as ably, as if the subject were vigorous, and sometimes more ably. Mental energy seems to be affected, however, by physical tension, and is also inhibited when the body is narcoticized or anesthetized. It is presumed that physical tension in turn in some cases is caused by mental or nervous tensions, which is another way of saying that the mental energy does not work well when there is mental tension. This may seem paradoxical because I am about to state that mental energy is heightened or summoned by exercises that involve mental tension. What happens is that the results of that tension are not manifested until the tension subsides or is exploded by its own force. Satori can be affected through mental tension, sometimes by a very traumatic form of tension. The experience of Satori itself occurs as a result of the explosion or going over the top or going over the mountain of that climax of tension. In Satori, there is no tension. That is, after Satori is experienced, there is no more tension. Somatic energy can only be projected by physical movements of the body, thus having an effect in that manner upon the environment. Mental energy can be projected in various ways, and it is good to study some of these ways before ever attempting to effect transmission. This is necessary because during transmission, the teacher must have the ability to enter and control the mind of the student if an attempt is made for direct transmission. Telepathy and astral projection are made possible through the use of mental energy. Another form of energy projection is that which occurs in healing. A person may expedite the projection of mental energy for healing purposes by touching the subject. If a spot can be designated as the storehouse of mental energy, it must be the more subtle tissues of the brain and nervous system. The expression mental energy is capitalized. So he's referring to the higher mental energy used in transmission. If a spot can be designated as the storehouse of mental energy, it must be the more subtle tissues of the brain and nervous system. It is contained somewhere in the body because it is noticeably lost by the body touch, as in the case of Christ and the woman who touched his garment. It too has a certain quantum because the projector of that energy runs out of it, and somatic weakness signals the loss of his power. Theoretically, then, it should be measurable. This mental energy might also be called neural energy, capitalized neural energy, because I presume that it is directly connected with the working of the brain and learning processes. Also, it must be transmitted over the nervous system. I believe that although there is nothing scientific to prove it from anatomical research to date, there is energy dispatched across the nervous systems in time of crisis. The bloodstream could not possibly pump the adrenaline fast enough to provide the enormous amount of energy that a few muscles may expend in a few seconds, after which the whole body is prostrated by fatigue. Where does this refreshing energy come from when the swimmer is fatigued and exhausted to a point that would indicate that the system of cell replenishment was taxed beyond its capacity already? Where does the energy come from that enables a man to lift a 2-ton truck from the body of a child pinned in the wreckage? It seems to come from the whole body because immediately after the incident, the whole body feels the exhaustion, not just the muscles that were overtaxed. This is another example of the miracle of tension. It is, in the case of the parent lifting the truck, an example of neural or mental energy being directed to save the organism as a whole.